WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of the new movie Baby Boom. Diane Keaton stars as a career woman who's temporarily tossed off course.
You feel startled when you first see Diane Keaton, all spiffed up in an Armani business suit, barking orders at underlings and reeling facts and figures off the top of her head. I mean, Diane Keaton? Who knew she was so together? The joke, of course, is that she's not. Underneath that superwoman veneer, she's still the flustered, hemming and hawing ditherer we remember from Annie Hall. In fact, Keaton's performance cuts right through the slick surface of her yuppie heroine to the neurosis and vulnerability underneath. She's created the first wholly sympathetic fast-tracker in the movies, which is quite an accomplishment, especially in the midst of the slick superficiality of Baby Boom, a movie that not only examines yuppie shallowness, but embodies it. The story finds Keaton about to be made a partner in the management consulting firm she works for when disaster strikes. A long-lost relative dies and leaves her with a mysterious inheritance.
What is it? I mean, what is it that I inherited?
Why, Elizabeth, of course. I'm sorry, I assumed you understood the nature of
my trip. Well, you see, that's the funny thing. I can't have a baby because I have a 12:30 lunch meeting.
Here the movie turns terribly convenient. Conveniently, the baby is not only adorable, but falls instantly in love with Keaton. When she tries to put it up for adoption, the couple that wants it are religious fanatics from a trailer park in Duluth. On top of which, Keaton's live-in boyfriend, played by Harold Ramis, decides he doesn't want to play daddy and moves out, leaving Keaton curiously undistressed. In fact, the plot is set up so that the only conflict in the movie is a relatively bland one, baby versus career. Sure enough, the baby interferes with the fast track, Keaton is demoted, and she quits so she and baby can repair to a gorgeous house in Vermont. The house, unfortunately, is not as sturdy as it appears, which gives Keaton a chance to throw one of the liveliest tantrums in recent movies.
Is this going to be expensive?
Yep.
Well, do you know, like, approximately how much this is going to cost me?
No,
right, yeah. Well, just guess!
$5,000, $6,000, maybe more.
Oh, well, that's just fine. That's it! I'm it! I can't make it here, okay? I mean, I am not Paul Bunyan, all right? I went to Harvard. I graduated at the top of my class for what? To spend my life fixing up this dilapidated shack? Well, you can just forget it, because I'm going to get out of here. You see,
the way she plays that scene is masterful. She's funny, yet pitiable. Raucous, yet oddly delicate. Over the top, yet poignant and convincing. It's a superb piece of comic acting. But Keaton is better than the movie she's in. No sooner do the filmmakers, Nancy Myers and Charles Shire, land Keaton in this fix than they blithely get her out of it. A country veterinarian falls for her, and sure enough, he's none other than God's gift, Sam Shepard. Then Keaton has a brainstorm, gourmet baby food, and she gets rich all over again. It's as though the movie were telling us that keeping the baby was a good thing after all, since it gave Keaton a $1 million business idea. According to Baby Boom, you can have it all. You can be a soulful mommy and a soulless yuppie at the same time. In fact, doing so could land you America's brainiest hunk, or hunkiest brain, in the bargain. In the end, this movie strikes me as the most glib and hypocritical sort of sitcom, and yet, I suggest you see it anyway, as a showcase for Diane Keaton. Baby Boom comprises her long-awaited return to comedy, and the wait was worth it. Her performance is the best one by an actress so far this year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.